Well, well, well. Do you have a talented child in your house? Can they sing a little bit? Can they dance a little bit? Are they a big ham on the stage of the living room or the church passion play? And you say, you know what? We're ready for the big time. If that's the case, there's a great event taking place this weekend. Kim Myers, who's a motivational speaker, talent scout, she's looking in particular for those interested in getting involved in the Christian arts. And they view this from a faith perspective. It is a talent audition event taking place with the arts. It's the arts auditions. It's this Saturday at the Embassy in Beachwood. Special guest working with Kim on this is someone who should know a ton about this. It is Barbara Cameron, and you know Kurt Cameron from Growing Pains, and now, of course, an actor in movies like Fireproof, and a Christian apologist who talks very boldly about his faith, Candace Cameron in Full House, and she is a motivational speaker as well. Mom's written a really clever book. The title of the book is A Full House of Growing Pains. Barbara, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Lynn. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. What a unique perspective to have not one but two and two different television shows, a boy and a girl who kind of made it big in the entertainment field. And now, after all that, there's no crazy stories about them, but they're out there doing great things. What did you do? How did you do this, Mom?
Oh, Lynn, I get asked that a lot. And I think I was just trying to be the best mom I could be. But God certainly had a plan for all this. As I look back, I'm just like blown away because my plan was certainly different than what his was. And it's really exciting to watch where they were back then, where we all were, and then to see them just really sharing their heart for the Lord and all that he has done for us.
Boy, that's great. Now, there are many parents out there listening right now, and they feel that their child has a certain talent in an area. Maybe it is singing or something else. Maybe it's just a very charismatic personality. When did you know? Did you play a big part in shaping that? Is it just a God-gifted thing? And how did you get them started in the field of entertainment?
Well, I didn't have any clue. It was really something that happened through a friend whose child was in the business, and she encouraged me for many years to get my children in, and I said no because I didn't really know anything about it, and I didn't really see that my children had any kind of talent. But I was showing her some pictures. Her name is Fran Rich. Adam Rich was the little boy that played Nicholas on the show Eight Is Enough, and she encouraged me for so many years to bring my kids in, and I finally decided to say yes, and not thinking that anything would happen, seriously. And she basically said, I'll take Kirk, I'll try him for a year, I'll take your daughter Melissa and bring Candace back in a year, she's only four. And so I did that, and Kirk started working right away. Melissa booked a few commercials, and then she really didn't want to do that anymore. Candace, after about a year, came in and started doing commercials right away, and that was it. I mean, they got television series and movies after that, and I mean, it all really just happened. I didn't really have any clue that they had any kind of talent, but there was certainly something special. Now that I look back, and after being an agent for so many years, I can now see what they had. There was something there.
I think too, Barbara, you know, as parents look and see and notice, you know, that there is talent in their child from God, it's a little bit of a fear that they're going to be lost to the world a bit and swept up in that industry. And I was reading a little bio about Kirk, and I remember hearing that there was a point where he was an atheist. Is that something that, how did that develop and then change? Because I think, was it like 17 that he really had a conversion and became a very strong Christian?
Yes, I mean, it's true. My children did not grow up in a Christian home. I became a believer when I was a child, but I married a man who didn't believe in God. There was certainly family members who were also atheists, and there was certainly that influence on my children. And Kirk was not a believer. I remember one time he told me, there's no such thing as God, Mom. It's just a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of shocked. And you know, after you read my book, you can kind of see the type of person that I was. I was very insecure, and I loved the Lord very much. But my Christianity wasn't developed at home. It was through going to Sunday school, and I just knew that I had a childlike faith, knew my heart in loving the Lord, and that's what I had for many, many years and held on to that. And it wasn't until later on that I realized a number of things and the secret, or actually the missing piece to the puzzle of my faith was understanding sin and repentance and obedience. So my faith grew, but my son was an atheist. He did not believe in God.
Wow, what a story. Since that time, you've been pretty busy in your Christian faith, going on a few mission trips to Africa, huh?
Yes, I do. I love going to Africa. One of my heart's desire for many, many years. And I can remember even thinking, what could I, if I did go, I pictured myself, you know, with the African women and their children teaching them something. I'm kind of a crafty person, but I didn't really know what that would be. And then I realized that when I did go, it was sharing, you know, the love of Christ and teaching them the Ten Commandments.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, Barbara, you're coming to town. You're going to be teaming up with Kim Myers. And Kim, I've known Kim for a long time. She's a motivational speaker. She's a talent scout. She likes to help people get involved in the entertainment business, but at the same time realizes that it's not the easy thing. There's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of traps just because parents are so eager to get their children involved in this, and sometimes that can lead to big expenses. It can lead to things that aren't true, that they seem too good to be true, and they are. Talk about that for just a moment and why you are coming to town for the Arts Editions this Saturday at the Embassy in Beechwood.
Well, I met up with Kim in June. She had me come and be their speaker for their Arts Expo. And you know what? There was something very special about Kim. I was kind of actually wondering, how does this woman do this, being a Christian and actually being in this business? It really kind of made me want to know more about her. And so I got in touch with her after that event, because it was on my heart that I really liked her, and is there something in there for me? And I really prayed about it, and God just gave me a peace and a constant wanting to know more. And so I called her up, and we actually had an opportunity to come together in Syracuse and Rochester to do an audition. And I was just coming to observe, and I found an incredible woman who loves the Lord so much, and she loves children, and she wants to build them up, and she loves the entertainment industry. And it was just such a unity there and a desire to want to work with her, because parents are going to put their children in this business. I mean, and I want to be there and come alongside somebody that has the same values and morals that I do in allowing children to come into this industry and sharing their talents, their God-given talents, and seeing what God will do through that. I'm not somebody that wants to stop God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
I know he had a plan for us, and so I'm just there to come alongside parents with the information that I know and the experiences that I've had, and know that, you know, we have to be parents first.
Yes, that's good.
We have to be parents first.
Well, you'll definitely have some good advice for parents from your perspective, having Kurt and Candace and knowing the inside of the business. I think that's just going to be valuable insight. Now, the number to call is 800-STAR-102. It's the Arts Auditions. Barbara, we're just going to have you in sometime, because I know you've got a lot more to share. Your book sounds fascinating.
And it was, could you tell?
Yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful. It's really great to speak with you today. Now, you said that now, all these years in the business, and you look back at Kurt and you look at Candace, and you know what they had. They had that star quality. Just in our conversation here this morning, you know, I'm in my 40s, one into my 40s, but do you sense it? Do you think I've got it?
Oh, Len, I think you do. Voiceover, definitely.
Barbara, be safe on your trip here to the Cleveland area. God bless you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Len.